The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Today's podcast is brought to you by Athletic Greens, the most comprehensive daily nutritional beverage I have ever tried. There's so much going on in life, and there's a need for good nutrition for your body. You have to support. When you give yourself good nutrition, you give your mind the same thing. And being a chiropractor and preaching and educating individuals on health on a consistent basis, I'm always looking for something that can help meet my demands and needs for my body from a nutritional standpoint so that I can continue to thrive in every aspect of my life, no matter what I do. And this is where I like Athletic Greens. It comes in, it's full spectrum nutrition, it's life-changing. They have an all-in-one superfood powder that hits your nutritional essence. It has things that I truly enjoy, like mushrooms and greens and antioxidants and other factors that I can get in, probiotics and prebiotics and so much more. It is one of the things with all the best things that they have put into the shake. So one taste of this Athletic Greens contains up to 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, a multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and so much more to give you that gap, right? That's why they call them supplements. So it gives you that gap to help you with that aspect. And for me, especially when I'm on the road, this is my go-to to truly help give me my body and everything that I need to thrive in every aspect that I can. And what's great about the product is it's a lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, and contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on its taste. And I must say, the taste is something that I was impressed with because I've taken a lot of different green products in my life. Again, I've been doing nutrition for 21 years, and this is one product that got the taste right, even with all the good, which I was shocked to see that. And right now, what Athletic Greens is doing is they're doubling down on supporting your immune system during these times. And what they're offering is a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Visit athleticgreens.com/mindful and get your free year of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. This show is sponsored by Empower Your Reality. Empower Your Reality is an online consciousness school that is designed to help you elevate the mind, raise your consciousness, your vibration, to attract and create the reality of what it is that you desire. On Empower Your Reality, we have books, we have online classes, you can find the podcast here on there, and other things that can help you elevate and truly learn the art and the science of creating the reality of what it is that you want to experience in your life. So for more information to check out all that we're up to and what we're doing, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. Now, back to the show. What up, guys? Dr. Vic here. This is another episode you're listening to on the Mindful Experiment. As each week, I share a concept, something with me, something to help you elevate the mind, consciousness, something I may have been talking with a coaching client with, or sometimes in a meditation, and so much more. This episode, I'm excited to share with you. It's going to be nice, short, straightforward. When I was actually getting interviewed, and I was asked about, the question came to me, how can you change your life in any given moment, no matter where you are in life, okay? And I love that question. I get it often. And it's something that I think we as humans have to understand. We are always recreating ourselves every single day. I want you to understand that fact, okay? Every single day is a new day, regardless how your experience of it is, right? Last year, you know, with COVID, lockdowns, everything going on, a lot of people say it's been like Groundhog Day, just the same thing over and over, just a different day. But in true reality, it's not. Maybe your experience of the day, your perception of the day may be that, but each day it's not. Your cells, there's different aspects of you. In 3 to 5 days, your stomach lining's new. You know, you have skin all brand new in a month. So there's always a recreative process. And I always love, what I love learning about the body is that there's so much universal laws built in. Like when you look at this meat suit, I like to call it, there's really a ton of intelligence and wisdom built into this whole system that is really just something that if we learn to tap into that, whoo, I'm saying it is going to be monumental transformation to levels we couldn't even imagine. You know, as a chiropractor, one of the techniques I use in my office, I always tell the patient, I have no idea where I'm making an adjustment. I'm going to access your nervous system to find what your body and your nervous system state is needed instead of me, right? I'm using a technology, or we're tapping into the technology, as I say, or communicating to that technology to find out what is needed. And so I think in life, if we learn to tap into ourselves, we can really understand the power of what we really are. And then that's evidence and proof for us to know that, hey, I can always recreate myself at any given moment. You're always recreating every single day. Every day is a new experience, rather how you perceive it. Okay. So those are some things there, but the title of this episode is called Be the Author. And what that means was I was sharing that from a neural perspective, okay, in functional neurology, neuroscience, and so forth, you have something called neuroplasticity, okay, and chiropractors work on this all day long. And it's what that means is that they found out the brain is plastic, which means it can be molded and changed at any given moment. What we know about the brain is that there's always good input and bad input. There's always things influencing and how the brain needs to adapt to your environment. And so depending on what input you're giving in, the brain is going to adapt in that way. And then down the road, that's going to play a role on function and health and everything else that goes down that path. Well, if your brain's doing that regardless of you thinking or not, now imagine what it can do if you're consciously focusing on creating a change or being someone different, right? And I did that. I remember a few years ago, I thought about becoming a mindset coach. I reached out to some of my closest friends, and I asked them if I was someone of value to them and how I value them and how could you see me as a coach? Do you think I can help individuals in a certain way? And the feedback was awe-inspiring. It really was. Like what they told me, I never saw coming. And from that moment, I realized that I'm going to recreate myself instead of being this health wellness guy that I was known for. Now I'm going to be creating myself into this mindset guy. And it's been a fun journey. It's been a couple of years. I'm still trying to get used to this. I was a chiropractor for the last 11 years now, but it was 9 back then. So for me to turn this over was kind of slow moving, but now I found the happy ground between the two on how they actually intersect between each other. And so being that author, you're recreating yourself anytime, any way, because the brain is always plastic. I want you to know that. And so once you know that, you can create, you can be the author. There's no bullshit with this, right? I am not one of those guys that's going to be telling you all this foo-foo stuff, flip high, you know, all this is what you can be and this is what you can do. And there's no support, evidence, or ways to do that. My world is whole different when I share with people, because here, I'm going to say you are the author of your life. You're the writer. You're this, you're that, right? Okay, well, how is that true now? Okay, what evidence do we have to show that that's true in your life? Okay, and now we can use that through neuroscience. I can prove it through the brain and how the brain functions and how it works. We can talk about it through neuroplasticity and how it's always changing and evolving and adapting. Okay, so you can always adapt and change. Habits and things of what you say and the vocabulary you use can always be changed. So there's that factor. There's quantum physics, right? The observer effect, which you observe is shift and change into what the observer sees. Electron spins literally change in the moment of when someone's looking at it, spinning from the left to the right. Some powerful stuff there. Are there universal laws that say that? Are there spiritual laws that support that? Yes, 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 yes. Wow. Okay. So we're checking off the boxes. This is how I think, guys. And so then from there, I'm like, okay, great. So there's universal laws, there's spiritual laws, there's the body, there's the neuroscience, nature, everything's all syncing together. So I'm pretty good with this. I think this is a solid science. Everything's incongruent with one another. Let's move forward. And that's how I've learned and practiced universal laws. And when I learned about the body and universal laws and spiritual laws and so forth, I was looking for patterns to see how they all intersected. And it was amazing because it was always there. And so when you're looking at your life, you can recreate whatever you want. If you're 92 years old or if you're 20 years old, What do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to create? And what do you want to have in your life? Now, I don't mean have in the sense of like the $1 million car, the $1 million homes and the nice cars. If that's something important to you, then go for it. You know, it's what values more to you, but make sure it's you. That's the thing I'm big about. Make sure it's your value and not somebody else's, not someone who's telling you how success is. Instead, it's you dictating the way of what success means to you. So you are the author. If you don't like where your life is, man, wake up and start changing it. And it's not going to happen instantaneously, guys. Sorry. If you've been around the sun a few times here, you kind of know that things don't happen instantaneously in this world. As much as we want that, we want the quick fix, we want the fast rise in money, we want the big success in business, those stories are extremely rare. Most of the time, and the reason why I say it like that, because I was the guy who was the opposite. I wanted that quick success. Heck, I wanted to make $1 million in my first year of my business and to show, wow, look at my success. Look at the impact I'm helping people. Look what I'm doing, right? Because I held that to be the value for me, not realizing that I'm the person who creates the value, not my monetary or what I do in my business or other businesses. And so I started to learn that value. And then all of a sudden I was happier, less stressed, and I had more excitement in what I did. So it's one of the factors that you have to define it, but you can create whatever it is and you take time. Neuroplasticity doesn't happen overnight. This is why I'm with patients that I work with. I always try to educate and share. It's going to take time, you know, and what's time? I don't know, 6 months, a year and a half. Best research shows year and a half to change everything in that neurology. So it takes time. And the reason I'm saying this is if you can build out a 3 or 5 year plan, it changes the ballgame. When I work with coaching clients, we build out a 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 life year vision plan. The reason why I do that is because we want to map things out. And no, this is a marathon. This is not a sprint. I don't work with clients who want to just get rich quick. You'll never hear me talk about, oh, I'm going to help you 10x your business in 6 months. I'm not that guy. I'm more of creating full roundedness. And I don't know whatever, how that shows up in your life and however that becomes. Have I had paid clients who built 3x in, you know, 6 months? Yeah, I have. But the thing is, it's not about that. It's about building the full roundedness of who they are. And I'm not the coach who's going to be marketing saying, look what I did for this person and blah, blah, blah. It's not me. I don't do those types of things. So I'm trying to share some transparency here. The thing you want to do is in your life is make sure to understand that you can create anytime. So if there's something that you're like, ah, I'm too old, or I used to have that energy, hell with it. You have it still. You know, KFC became KFC. He started that at 64, 65 years old. Okay. It was something that he just felt like he wanted to do. And look what happened. Look where it is now. So there's things that you can do in your life. There are stories out there. And if someone did it, that means you can do it too. And so you just have to figure out with yourself being committed, right? It's not really a lot of science. I tell people all the time, as long as you do things over and over and over and over and over again, there's going to come a point it will stick, right? You keep throwing spaghetti on the wall, eventually it'll stick. There's going to be things that will stick eventually. I remember in chiropractic school, they used to say, you're going to learn this stuff, whether you bust your behind it or through osmosis, it's going to happen. You're going to learn this material because there's so much exposure to it so consistently that eventually you're going to start seeing it and adapting to it. And so that is the key concept of your life. You're the author. You get to write and create whatever you want. So if you don't like the way the narratives, you don't like how things are, you can always change that. And if you hear my dog, he's the same way. He's all about being himself and being who he wants to be. So I hope this helps. I hope this gives you some inspiration. I hope this gives you some insight to know that you are the creator of your life. Do not let anyone else tell you any different, and know that it takes time and you got to be consistent. You got to build the habits, the rituals and the factors and the belief systems and all these different things. This is what I teach in my coaching, to build those things up to allow for you to lock those things in so that can become more permanent. So you recreate the person that you want to be, living the way you want to live and having the freedom that you desire to choose to have. Appreciate you guys as always. Stay tuned as next for this Friday, we have an amazing, amazing guest that we're having on the podcast. I'm actually pulling up my calendar right now to see. I remember it was a good one. Yes, it is. Benjamin Ritter. We're going to be interviewing him this Friday. We're releasing the interview. Check it out. Really great. You'll check me on Instagram as I'll be sharing the story ahead of time so you can get a little insight of who he is and what's he about. And then Friday, this podcast can be released. So I think it's a great one. Stay tuned for that. And as always, guys, I appreciate you. Thank you for being a subscriber. If you like the podcast, please click like. And as always, if you thought this was inspirational, share it with someone that you know can need this. Thank you as always, and I will see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is DrVic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.